1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The White House, in a statement, is condemning calls for violence targeting Jewish students as anti-Israel protests at New York's Columbia University have led some Jewish groups to say they do not feel safe on campus. The number three Republican in the House, Elise Stefanik, is calling on Columbia's president to resign. Saturday, the House voted to send $26 billion in military aid to Israel. Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna of California said he voted against it because of Israel's conduct during its war with Gaza.
This was a stance against a blank check to Netanyahu and offensive weapons unconditionally while he's talking about going into Rafah when we know more women and children are going to die.
Netanyahu said he would fight any effort to sanction his military. That bill now heads to the Senate. Opening statements begin tomorrow in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York. This is ABC News. The foreign aid bill that passed the House included a provision that gives TikTok's China-based owner a year to sell its share in the social media platform or face a ban in the U.S. ABC's Zareen Shah has more.
If the Chinese finder does not find a buyer, the app would face a nationwide ban. They could also likely try challenging the law in court using a First Amendment argument. These types of potential challenges could delay Congress's 12-month sell timeline or block the law altogether. All of this is enough for the platform's 170 million U.S. users to be on edge. But mom Allie Murray, the director of the American Parents Coalition, says she is relieved that steps are taking place.
Kids are being served content about eating disorders and self-harm and glorifying these things.
Civil War led the weekend box office for the second weekend in a row, taking in $11.1 million. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Most political boundaries tied to the 2020 census have been in place for a while, but as Mike Moan reports, a national project on map fairness for indigenous populations is still working for changes.
When states did their redistricting a few years ago, the Native American Rights Fund launched its Fair Districting in Indian County effort. It provides resources and legal representation to tribal communities worried about newly drawn districts that could suppress their voting power. NARF staff attorney Michael Carter says there's been a lot of activity.
Just from this redistricting cycle alone, tribes have stepped up and decided that what the state and county governments are doing is not right.
He points to several cases with various levels of success, including two high-profile ones from North Dakota. One resulted in a new legislative map for the 2024 election. Carter says a section of the Voting Rights Act is often at the center of these cases, with tribal advocates arguing some state and local governments aren't honoring language that prohibits voter discrimination. He says there's a separate movement out there trying to reverse the progress.
The national implications are there just from the attention it's getting from all the other states that are filing these briefs in the appeals courts seeking to undo the wins that Native voters got in the lower courts.
A group of Republican attorneys general contends that private groups and individuals don't have the right to file lawsuits under Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. But Carter says there's a separate provision that does provide that opportunity. NARF and its partner organization notes their movement has ushered in a new generation of Native American lawyers to fight for civil rights in the years to come. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies, breezy west to northwest winds, and highs in the upper 50s. Overnight, mostly clear skies as lows bottom out in the mid and upper 30s. On Monday, increasing clouds and breezy southwest winds, highs in the lower to middle 60s. It's 57 at our studios.
T. Schwaba.
On the next show, we celebrate a famous Wisconsin tradition. You guessed it, polka music. And Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the rolling bluffs of the Driftless region to the pristine shorelines of Superior in Michigan, from the Northwoods to the Kettle Moraine, Civic Media broadcasts across all of Wisconsin.
For all of Wisconsin.
Take a trip with us across the radio network to hear from communities throughout the state. This is the Civic Media Spotlight.
Kicking off this hour's Civic Media Spotlight, we head to Minot and the Mayor, where Jim and John were joined by Stacy Ryan to talk about her self-published book, 46 Days. Stacy tells her story of training for the Ironman Triathlon, being diagnosed and fighting cancer, and losing her husband.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Minot, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Minot and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Minot and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Minot the Mayor, here in our third hour of the morning. A beautiful morning out there, 45 in Oshkosh, 45 in Appleton, 42 in Green Bay. What a beautiful... Yes, Todd?
I just wanted to mention this because we were talking about George Washington Carver.
Yeah.
And we did get a note from David, who sent in a very long message, but basically saying Carver is often mistakenly credited with the invention of peanut butter. By the time Carver published How to Grow the Peanut, many methods of preparation of peanut butter had already been put in place.
Get him on the show.
I'll get right out of that, Jim. Thanks. I just don't want to be ganging up on Jim, you know?
Right.
He's so sensitive.
We're with Stacy Ryan. She's the local author. Do you still do triathlons? Or Ironman?
I swim, bike, and run just separately now.
Okay.
I'm no more competing.
So how many miles swim was it?
For the Ironman?
Yeah.
2.4 miles.
And then a marathon?
112-mile bike before that.
112-mile
bike. Yeah.
And then the marathon.
We got to do one of those.
I know.
That's, you know, we got to do one of those. Can you do those with artificial hips?
You can do whatever you want. You have 17 hours to do it. So
I don't know how to swim. Does that matter? Can you wear floaties?
Swimming's the toughest part. I mean, because people are kicking you in the head. You can practice at the Y till hell won't have it, but then you jump in with all you guys.
You're swimming with 2,000 people, and they're like, their feet are in your face. So, you get kicked. It's fine.
That's the most challenging, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think most people... Most people can bike, right?
Yeah,
and
right.
Can run. They might want to not do those distances. Yeah. But, like, swimming keeps a lot of people away from triathlons.
It does.
Can you wear floaties?
You wear a wetsuit. Come on, Minot.
Yeah. All right. Stacy Ryan is a self-published author, and she shared her really challenging story. It's called 46 Days. And, we're kind of laughing about how athletic you are and what a passionate, optimistic person you are. But... your husband was diagnosed with colon cancer, and a lot of people can be cured from that, but your husband, it was just too far down the road, and you lost your husband.
Right. Did you ever give up hope?
Never. Though I can remember, you guys, when we went through the treatment, knowing that the prognosis was not good, we went right to the most aggressive treatment, so we knew that. And then 3 months or three treatments in, they said it's not working. So we knew, but it's not something that we talked about. We got into a trial at Mayo. knowing it's a trial.
Right.
And when they said, this isn't working, and I literally called every hospital in the world to try to save my husband's life over that 6 month period of time and did more research on that. And it was in June of 2020 where we got off the phone with a doctor in Philadelphia, and he said the same thing that we heard every time. There's nothing, you've done everything. And we stood up, and I can remember what, you know, this moment where, you know, we stood up and hugged each other, and my husband looked at me and he said, we've done everything we can. Let's just live the best life that we have left together. And so we
did. That's strong. That is, I mean, he was looking out for you when he did that.
Oh, the hundreds of conversations that John Ryan and I had on our patio that year were about, where should Stacy live? You know, what opportunities I have in this world to give. And those conversations I knew he needed to have with me because he was planting seeds in my head. It was the most challenging conversations to sit there with, talking about things about my future without him. And it was so hard to imagine. I mean, me meeting someone, all these conversations, and to go kick ass, sorry, in this world. But
oh, we've heard worse on this
okay,
show.
Okay, good.
John pays the fine. So this 46 days, where does that start? Where does it end?
So in February of 2021, so this is about 2 months after my husband passed away, things were starting to, you know, I got my thank you cards done, and, you know, it was still COVID time, and I was having people sleep over in my little bubble of people I had, but people had their own lives, and they, you know, everything was going back to normal for them, and my normalcy was, there was none.
Way gone.
And so,
whole new world you're entering.
For sure. And one of the conversations that I just spoke about, one of them, you know, John said, just get away for a while after all of this. It's, you need to just get away. So we already had sort of this girls trip planned later in February in Florida. And I thought, you know, I gotta go now. And I just made this decision. I did some research and, you know, I told all my friends, I was never alone on my 46 day adventure. I had friends flying in, driving with, staying with me, because being alone wasn't, you know, I shouldn't be driving around the world, you know, by myself in the state of mind I was in. So I was super grateful. So I talk about all of that. Mm-hmm. But it was in February and I didn't have a grand plan. I just packed up his truck with every piece of workout equipment I own and a few other miscellaneous things that I talk about in the book, and left and drove down to Florida. So I was from Wisconsin to Florida to Colorado in that 46-day time frame.
Wow. By yourself?
Never by myself.
Okay, great. Oh, that's
so that's what I'll talk about, like who was with me and the impact that they had on this journey while I was trying to figure out what to do. And all the things that I tried during that 46 days, it allowed me all these things I could have done at home. Okay, but my husband, he died in our house, and it was such a long, suffocating year. I needed to escape that and be in a space where there's sunshine and fresh air and the sound of the ocean, where I could focus 100% of my energy on how to figure this out, this healing process.
Did you still work out, and was that a part of it?
Oh, it was such a part of it. Like,
because I know they recommend that for people sometime.
If
you're having mental issues, that doing things and I physically can really help, right?
I talk about that in my book, and how the value of that saved my life.
Okay.
Well, there's people who go the other way.
And absolutely. That's, you know, so we were talking when we were off air, the things that I did in my 46 days and what I've done since then, these are things that I did that worked for me. And some of them, you know, they're important things in life to stay healthy and may help others, but it's not, everybody has to find their own path.
What why 46? I mean, that's not a long time. And did you get an epiphany? What happened on this 46th day?
It was more of, it was time to come home. I couldn't escape forever. And I didn't even know how long I was going to be gone when I left. Right. So it was just at that time I was in Colorado with family and doing the same thing there. And I thought, all right, I have to figure this out. I learned a lot in these last couple of days, and I journaled through that time. And I share the journal entries in my book, which is like super raw stuff, you know, but writing this book was challenging as well, because I had to relive some of the stuff that I had already gotten stronger at. But I thought, you know what, for me to be vulnerable on paper and for other people, this is why I'm doing this, because I want other people out there to know they're not alone. Because this is, like we said before, life is hard. People are, you know, faced with challenges. And your challenges don't have to be the same as mine. I mean, I get feedback on people who listen to my podcast or have now read my book on they have different life experiences, or they don't even have had any life experiences, mm-hmm. but it's preparing them to be, you know, I guess prepare them to be that glass half full.
And you're speaking
things.
From the heart with this. It's oh not my like gosh. You're, I have a doctorate in such and such, right. such and such.
Oh,
so
no,
I'm
I have a disclaimer in there.
You've got, this is right from the heart with
this
no.
This is very, you know, yeah, it's 100% from
and
the
I
heart.
Think people, those books are out there, right? I mean, people yeah. who've lost people have, yep. have written in they're I'm not going to say it's an easy read, but it's not, it's something that, I don't want to say enjoyable read either, but it's something that you can really sit down and read that in a few days, right? I don't know how, I haven't read your book yet. I'm sorry,
so,
but.
My book series, when I decided to do all this, you guys, the three things that you described me as, the Iron Man, the cancer survivor, and a widow, I broke that into three different books, basically, because they're short reads. Because I felt like if you took one book and just absorbed that, and it's a short read, it's 100 pages.
Right.
So people can get it, they're getting it done in less than 2 hours, and it's my voice. It, you know, I'm the editor. I hired a proofreader to say, look, this isn't supposed to be a professional written book. I want, you know, the quotes to be the quotes. I want the words to be my words, so that it is authentic. It is
absolutely.
From my heart.
Absolutely.
And I think they're each short enough reads that then
nobody's trying to take your feelings, your words, and put them in his little world and write it out there. Oh. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's why these are the best books there are.
And I just want to accentuate that as well, is that it's healthy to read these books, and it's not a novel. I mean, and I've read a couple of those because we all have some challenges, and to hear them firsthand from people like you who've gone through that long road and here you are. I mean, you look great. You seem
thank you
very happy.
I am. You know, it took a lot of work the last 3 years, but I'm finally me again. I am happy in life. My husband said hundreds, probably thousands of times that he wanted me to live my best life, and he wanted me to live it with purpose. And at the time, I was like, I have no idea how I'm going to do this. But I feel like I found my purpose. My purpose is to share my story. And wherever this goes after this, I don't, you know, I don't even have a grand plan. Right now, my focus for 2024 is to get all three books published. I have my podcast. I have two seasons done. I know where I'm going to go with it.
What's the name
next.
Of it? How can we find that?
Whole New Life.
Whole New Life.
So Whole New Life is the name of my book series and my podcast.
Okay.
Which... that was kind of an epiphany that I came up with when I started this whole idea of, oh, maybe yeah. I can write a book. Because I was talking to another friend of mine who is sadly also a widow, and we were talking, and we lost our husbands young, and we are young ourselves, and we're like, we could literally live a whole new life. Like another 30 healthy years mm-hmm. which is how long we were with our husbands. So that's where this all came from, is a whole new life.
That's phenomenal. How do we find your book?
You can find it on my website,
okay,
because that's the easiest place right now. I'm selling it myself or yeah, right. through my distributor.
Website is?
StacyRyanAuthor.com.
Beautiful. StacyRyanAuthor.com. Fantastic. Stacy, thank you for
sharing that. That's awesome.
And thanks for what you're doing to help other people.
Oh, my gosh. My pleasure to be here. Can I become a DJ now? Can I add this to my list? Can we do this weekly? Because this is kind of fun.
You got to get a tattoo.
Oh, I already have some.
I know. I saw those.
These are all new, too.
Stacy Ross, thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. My
wonderful.
Pleasure.
Thanks, Daisy.
Mind of the Mayor, back after this. Release your inhibitions,
feel the rain on your skin. Mino and the Mayor is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on WISS and WGBW weekday mornings from 6 until 9. To learn more about this show and all of Civic Media's programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue. dog.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Civic Media Spotlight. If you like what you hear from these segments across the Civic Media Network, be sure to download the Civic Media app wherever apps are downloaded on your smartphone device to never miss a show. We now head to the Earl Ingram Show, where Earl discusses the new movie coming out this weekend, Civil War, and what it represents for the rising tensions between Americans.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I was talking about this new movie called The Civil War that is opening in theaters across the nation and clearly going to be, you know, one of the best movies of the year. And so it's talking about America today. Not the Civil War of yesterday, but the fact that we are facing a civil war inside of this nation as we speak. Americans are worried. These divisions have led citizens to doubt the future of our system of government. In March, a Grinnell College national poll found 25% of respondents believe American democracy will come to an end during their lifetime. Now, that seems to be a shocking number. Yes, it tracks with other surveys in recent years, a poll in 2022. YouGov and The Economist found more than 40% of Americans believe a civil war in the United States is likely or somewhat likely in the next decade. That number goes up to 54% for self-describing strong Republicans. Now, when you think about the types of armaments that average citizens have in this nation, and so unlike muskets and the types of weapons that were had and in hand during the Civil Wars, the Civil War, clearly there's something to be concerned about. And there should be an open dialogue and discussion about it. Now, does it matter, you know, who wins or loses if this occurs? And everything seems to be pointing in that direction. You know, it's not so much the North against the South anymore. Although clearly a lot of the movement and the, you know, organizing and let's get back to states' rights is still there. Vestiges of what transpired and what led to the Civil War still exists in this nation. Make no mistake about it. 844-967-2789. Both Republicans and Democrats are talking about authoritarianism. And we have a person who clearly is in a position and has the thought processes and the minds of a segment of our population that believes in him. You know, the House Republicans are in total disarray. You know, here's a man, and you really should add up all these different things, and you can easily come to an understanding that this is not hyperbole. The Republican Party cannot organize itself to do anything that's going to be in the interest of the nation. Anything that needs to be done and any laws that need to be passed that are going to be beneficial for the American people, then there's a guy named Donald Trump who is controlling a segment of Republicans in the House. You want to talk about authoritarianism? A man who's not even the president of the United States has control over our elected officials in Congress. Just try to wrap your mind around that. And everybody knows it. And everybody sees it. And so elected officials, congresspeople and senators who've been elected by the United States people, the people of the United States, to do their bidding, can't get those elected officials to do what's in the best interest of the people because there's a man who is not the president of the United States. He's a citizen. He's a guy running for the office, the highest office in the land. And I could understand if once he became that he had control over those elected officials. But for heaven's sakes, he's the puppet master, and they're the puppets. And anybody who doesn't think that there's something wrong with that, I don't know. You're blind. That a man who's running for office can control many members of Congress is not a good sign. And I know sometimes, we think that these things are out of our control. Well, what can I do about it? Well, number one, not be silent. You can't be silent. As long as you are silent, then, we're headed down a road that is going to be a collision course. The collision course is set. Those who call themselves Republicans, the ones that, are MAGA Republicans and are elected, they know what their marching orders are. They're following a man who points his finger and he tells them how high to jump. He tells them what direction to go in. He tells them what they can say and what they can't say. He tells them what laws they can pass and what laws they shouldn't pass. You want to talk about authoritarianism? It's right before our eyes. And I know, nothing I say is going to change that reality. But the Civil War, a new movie that is going to be released to theaters across this nation this Friday. As I started my conversation, I plan on being there. First time I've been to a movie in 10 years, but this one has my interest, and I'll be there. 844-967-2789 is the number. You tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. It's time to the entertainer. Come on, it's time to the entertainer.
The Earl Ingram Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on select Civic Media stations weekday mornings from 8 till 10. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The White House, in a statement, is condemning calls for violence targeting Jewish students as anti-Israel protests at New York's Columbia University have led some Jewish groups to say they do not feel safe on campus. The number three Republican in the House, Elise Stefanik, is calling on Columbia's president to resign. Saturday, the House voted to send $26 billion in military aid to Israel. Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna of California said he voted against it because of Israel's conduct during its war with Gaza.
This was a stance against a blank check to Netanyahu and offensive weapons unconditionally while he's talking about going into Rafah when we know more women and children are going to die.
Netanyahu said he would fight any effort to sanction his military. That bill
now heads to the Senate. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Dame on the other end pulls up deep corner three. Yes, sir. All Bucks.
Tonight, the Bucks take on the Indiana Pacers in the opening round of the Eastern Conference playoffs at the world-class Fiserv Forum.
Giannis crosses over now, explodes to the cup, and thumps it down with a grown man dunk.
Now, here's the radio host of the Bucks, Justin Garcia.
From Fiserv Forum, a Central Division rivalry renewed in a best-of-seven series as the Bucks begin the first round of the playoffs against the Indiana Pacers. Good evening, Bucks fans. I'm Justin Garcia, joined as always by the voice of the Bucks, Dave Kane, as we get set for tonight's start to the playoffs. And Dave, if you like series with storylines, boy, do I got something for you here.
We talked about this way back in January. Boy, wouldn't it be something if these teams ran into each other in the postseason. Well, fast forward a few months, and voila, here we are getting set for Bucks-Pacers for the first time in 20-plus years in the postseason, going all the way back to 2000. So, you know, this has got, you said it, storylines coming out the ears, and none of them perhaps more important, though, than the player that is not here tonight and able to play, that is. That's Giannis Antetokounmpo. He ran like a buzzsaw through this team like nothing we have seen before, averaging 42 points, 13 rebounds, shot 68% in five games against this Indiana team. They had no answer. Well, guess what? They traded for Pascal Siakam. That changes things a little bit, but not enough. If you had Giannis today, the storyline would be very different, but he's not here, and the Bucks got to figure out a way to do that. Part of that is this is an Indiana team that has given up a lot of free throws. Giannis averaged almost 18 free throw attempts per game in five games against them. How do the Bucks fill that? Well, Damian Lillard is the next guy up for the Bucks, and not a bad next guy up to have if you're a team that's looking for someone to replace your superstar. Rick Carlisle said, he was asked how much of a break it is when you see a guy like Giannis, a superstar like that, out. He said, well, he said, and I don't entirely agree with him here, that it's not that big of a break because the next guy up just eats those minutes up and does his thing, and that's Damian Lillard. Easier said than done, but it is time for Damian Lillard to do what he was brought here to do, and that is to help carry this team in lieu of Giannis's absence.
You don't have Giannis. You do have Damian Lillard. You do have Chris Middleton. You do have Brooke Lopez. You do have Bobby Portis, who has closed the season red hot. So again, this isn't a woe is me tale for the Bucks. It's a big blow. Nobody is disputing that. To not have Giannis for game one and to not know what his status is for the duration of this series, but you still have quite a bit of talent, and what you're going to have to do is slow down a Pacers team that plays at a breakneck pace. That's what we saw in those five regular season matchups. Now, there are some differences between both of these teams since the last time they faced off. You mentioned the biggest change for the Pacers, and that is Pascal Siakam. We've seen their defense get better. Still 22nd in the league in those games played with Pascal Siakam. But similar to the conversation we had about the Bucks at the time they changed to Doc Rivers, you need a defense that's just going to be good enough if your offense is producing at an elite level. And that's what the Pacers have maintained since that trade.
Yeah, and for this Indiana team, the question is going to be, can you translate that high tempo pace to the playoffs? And that's not something that you see very frequently. Things tend to slow down, get mucked up. We'll see if that plays out here. But that's going to be really interesting to watch. And then the other thing that's kind of intriguing with this matchup is the experience differential between these teams. Because it's an Indiana team that outside of Pascal Siakam and to some degree Miles Turner does not have playoff experience. And they do what they do have are fresh legs and young legs and a young hunger. The Bucks, on the other hand, have a ton of experience. What they don't have is that youthful energy. But it's always fascinating to see what does that give the advantage to which team? You know, if this, I got to go with the team that's been here and done that. But by the same token, if you're talking about momentum, the Pacers come in winners of four of their last five, six of their last eight in the regular season, whereas the Bucks come in having lost eight of their last 11 and just 2-6 in the month of April. So we'll see if they can buck that trend with a tough month to round out the regular season.
Not a very experienced Pacers team on the floor when it comes to the playoffs, but it is a very experienced team on the sidelines. And Rick Carlisle and Doc Rivers with some classic series in the Eastern Conference close to 20 years ago already in their time with the Celtics and the Pacers and the Pistons. That is your pregame brief brought to you by Jockey. Catch all the information you need to know headed into today's game with the Jockey pregame brief and see how your Milwaukee Bucks stack up against the competition. For nearly 150 years, Jockey has been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. ShopJockey.com. When we return, we will get you up to speed on the injury report and run through the playoff scoreboard after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit pacebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel. It seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks Debit MasterCard, so yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks Debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Time for a preview of the game with Justin Garcia on Buckshots.
The way he plays, the way that I play, it goes together. You know, we can really benefit from each other being on the floor.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Be sure to tune in at the start of each game for the Sargento tip-off for Holmes. Every time the Bucks win the opening tip, Sargento will donate $500 to Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity. Sargento, the official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. Taking a look at the injury report for today's game one, two names listed as out for their respective teams. The biggest of those is Giannis, out tonight in game one as he recovers from that left soleus strain. As for the Pacers, just one name out for Indiana. That is guard Benedict Mathurin, one of the leading bench scorers in the league. He will miss the remainder of the season with a right labral tear in his shoulder. Getting you up to speed on the postseason games that have wrapped so far, we begin with yesterday, a four-game slate just as today. Things got started in Cleveland with the Cavaliers racing out to a 1-0 series lead over the Magic, thanks to a 97-83 victory. Donovan Mitchell leading the way with 30 points in that Game 1 win. In Minneapolis, the Timberwolves are also up 1-0 on the Phoenix Suns. That after a 120-95 victory. Anthony Edwards with a breakout postseason performance, 33 points to lead all scorers. Meanwhile, Grayson Allen left that game with an ankle injury. In New York, the Knicks beat the 76ers 111-104 behind 22 points from Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart, while Joel Embiid played 36 minutes and scored 29, but not enough to lead Philly to a victory. And the reigning champion Nuggets begin the postseason with a win. They beat the Lakers 114-103. Two games wrapped up today. The first of those in Boston, where the Celtics blow out the Heat 114-94. No Jimmy Butler in that game and likely for the postseason. And final, just moments ago in Los Angeles, the Clippers open up their series with the Mavericks with a victory 109-97. When we return, Dave Kane had a chance to catch up with Bucks guard Pat Beverly. You'll hear that conversation next on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
WTMJ.
Welcome back once again here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network as Milwaukee getting set to play game one of this postseason run, taking on the Indiana Pacers. A guy who was not part of that previous five-game, we'll call it rivalry brewing of sorts, Pat Beverly is joining us right now. And Mr. Beverly, I'll tell you, it is funny. This game had a lot of spice to it even before you arrived. I got to think this is the kind of series that you live for.
Oh, man, I don't know if confrontation is the thing that I live for, but competition is definitely the thing that I live for.
When you look at this thing, and you haven't played in this, you played against these guys previously, obviously, with Philadelphia, but you didn't play as part of this series. What did you see, and how much do you study film on that thing, and how much does it change from this team to where you were previously with that Sixers group?
Obviously, they made the trade with Siakam. I guess, they moved Buddy Hield. So from the look of it, they had some injuries. So from the look of it, they're a different team, but it's still the same principle. They play extremely fast. They play with a lot of freedom. They get into the paint. They shoot a ton of threes. So it's up to us to kind of get back, kind of get matched up, and make sure we take care of rebound the ball.
They got a rising star in Tyrese Haliburton, who I know that you'll be dealing with quite a bit throughout the course of this thing defensively. How much do you live for these kind of matchups?
I mean, I've been on the best guy my whole career throughout the NBA, so I'm kind of used to it. But, I mean, we know he's a heads of snake, and it won't be easy. It won't be a one-man job. It's going to be a team effort, and, I'm excited, though.
When you look at the postseason that you've been a part of now, eight different playoff teams, three different teams in that time. This will be your fourth team you've gone into the postseason with. From your experience, what is the biggest change you see when you get from regular season to postseason time?
Value possessions. Obviously, it's about getting something right every single time. Obviously, it won't be perfect. It's going to be missed shots. It's going to be turnovers. But you just don't want the self-inflicted ones. The ones you can't control, you can control. Taking care of the ball is the biggest thing in the playoffs. And from that, just being a basketball player.
When you talk about going against this team, a team that likes to run as much as they do, you always hear it so often that it's hard to run in the postseason. I know you mentioned one of the keys to good transition defense is good offense. When you look at that part of this game, how do you keep these guys from running, and how hard is it to carry that over from regular season to postseason for a team that does like to run?
I mean, you, at the end of the day, you still have to be a, you know, be a basketball team and basketball players. Do you want quick shots against this team? You know, maybe so sometimes, but you would rather, you know, work your offense to get them. Would you rather throw the ball in between, I don't know, two or three guys and, you know, I don't know, hoping for a nice, pretty assist? Like, no, let's make sure if it's not there, let's not force it, that type of thing. And I kind of, you do that, you kind of take the ball, you kind of take care of the ball. Obviously, not shooting bad shots, but if you open squeeze it, like, you know, stay confident. It's just a fine line between the two.
Lastly, before I let you go, that this is a series, as we talked about in the beginning of our conversation, that has a little bit of history, some stuff simmering, and you watched it all on video. Now you're going to be a part of it. How much is the right amount of intensity, and how do you draw that line of when to turn it off?
I don't know. You know, I'm a very different player in the regular season than I am in the playoffs. Really dialed in, don't really show a lot of emotion on the court. I want to preserve my energy, so... But my intensity level doesn't change no matter what game I play in.
All right. Well, it should be an intense showdown for sure between the Bucks and the Pacers as it is coming your way here in short order. We'll hear from head coach Doc Rivers, that and more after these words. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's a tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/BankCard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the RMA 460V lawnmower battery set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK30 battery and AL101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
It's time to go courtside.
That just shows our ability. You know, we have the kind of talent on this team that we can have stretches like that. I think for us is understanding the beauty of having that, but also not leaning on that too much.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
It is game one of the Eastern Conference playoffs. The Bucks getting set to take on the Indiana Pacers. And with some thoughts on this matchup, we go courtside to hear from head coach Doc Rivers.
Hey, Doc. Is Giannis going to be able to go tonight?
No, he's out.
He's out?
Yeah.
Just for you, what has he been able to do kind of in the last 24 hours? Like, was he able to get another workout in?
Or? Yeah, he got some shooting in yesterday. He's moving on the floor, so he looks better for sure.
Did he also do a workout today? Just do his normal rehab or kind of what is he doing?
I have no idea about today, you know.
Without Giannis on the floor, obviously I think going into the season, you're imagining Dame and Giannis both, you know, sharing the spotlight in a game one, getting ready for the playoffs. What is your kind of message to Dame right now to kind of carry you guys?
I don't really have one for Dame. You know, Dame, you just want him to be comfortable and just play. Like, I don't think Dame needs a message. I think he's done this for a long time, you know, and he has help, too. And I think that's important for all of us to know that lean on each other, you know, play together, move the ball, defend. I think that's the message.
Earlier in the week when I asked you about Giannis, you kind of were still in a, you know, let's hope we'll see kind of how he progresses. Do you feel like you have any more clarity in when and if you'll be able to get him back at some point?
No, that I don't have. So, you know, we prepare with what's on the floor. And, you know, Giannis has done a lot of work, and he's shooting, he's running again. He looks good, but he hasn't been able to participate. So we've really prepared this week with what we've had.
Hey, Doc, happy playoffs. What's the temperature in the locker room right now? How's everybody feeling as a team?
I have no idea. I think the temperature's 72. You know what I mean. Like, guys are ready to play. I think both teams, the teams that haven't had to wait to see who they have to play, have been playing against each other and preparing for the other team. By this point, I think both teams just want to see someone else. They want to see us, and we want to see them. I think that's about where the temperature's at.
Doc, you know Rick Carlisle really well. You guys have faced each other as players and in the playoffs multiple times. What can you expect from a Rick Carlisle team in the playoffs?
Just well prepared. I mean, he's an excellent coach. Rick kind of finds a way his team wants to play each year, and they stick with it. Very, very good at execution. He's always been an execution coach, in my opinion. And so we have to be ready for that on the defensive end from us.
We will hear more thoughts from Doc Rivers after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Fraidert.com to find out how.
Save big money in your next project at Menards. Get cleaner clothes and softer skin with our selection of Morton water softeners. Water softeners can extend the life of your plumbing and household appliances. Plus, Morton's Wi-Fi integration allows for tracking and alerts, which puts you in control of your water. Hurry into Menards to pick up your water softener today and check out Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit pacebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the courts!
On Bally Sports.
Dame time, Milwaukee!
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis, oh, wow!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one! It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Justin Garcia back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. Time to once again go courtside and hear some additional thoughts on this Game 1 matchup from Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Coach, this is a team, Pacers team, that runs so much up and down the floor. How has your team been prepping for that, and how well equipped do you think they are for the challenge?
Well, we've been running back a lot. That would be our preparation. It for them, listen, we have an advantage in size. We believe that. They have an advantage in speed. They know that too, right? And so something's going to give. Bottom line is, for us, we have to be really disciplined in how we attack the offensive glass. Our shot selections have to be the right shots where we have great floor balance. And then when we shoot the ball, we have to get back and get loaded and try to take Halliburton and McConnell out of transition. Those are the two guys that get their speed going. But they also do a great job of throwing the ball ahead. They trust each other on offense. The ball flies around. And so the second part of that is your shell defense has to be phenomenal.
This week, Pat Bev has kind of mentioned that he thinks TJ McConnell can be an X factor for them. What kind of challenge does he present?
Same as Halliburton in some ways. Probably even when he comes in, I think the pace even increases. With him going right, going downhill, making plays, he's more of a actually scorer than you would say a passer. But he can pass also. He's a very smart player, very competitive, which serves him well.
Understanding that game one, the goal is obviously to win. But as it relates to a seven-game series, in your experience, what kind of weight do you put on game one? And with this thing being a little bit more of a marathon, best of seven?
Well, you put a lot of weight on every game. I mean, it's just individual games. It really is, and it's the first team to four. That's basically what you do. You're at home. You want to win the first game. Everybody can breathe. So it's a game I look at each game individually in the playoff series. You know, you don't want to prepare for seven games. You want to finish it before that. So, you know, you get up 2-0, don't relax. You get down, you can still win the series.
Obviously, when the Pacers played the Bucks the first time around, they didn't have Pascal Siakam. How do you think he changes what they can do and gives them a chance to play slow down if that's how the game goes?
Well, he does. He gives them multiple options. You know, I don't think they're as fast as they were. Not just him, but Buddy Hield. You know, some of the things, he's one of the fastest players in the league in transition. Mathurin's out. You know, so they are a little bit different. Brown was another guy that ran. But what they give them is another go-to scorer without running offense. You know, I think part of the Pacers' offense is through their offense, through the movement. They now have a guy you can just give the ball to and tell them to go score. They didn't have that before, so it makes them better.
As Bucks head coach Doc Rivers, as his team gets set to open up this first-round series against the Indiana Pacers. The Bucks and Hydrite have teamed up with Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin to stop hunger through steals or meals. Hydrite will donate $75 to Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin for every steal the Bucks have at home this season. That was 292 steals inside a Fiserv Forum during the regular season, totaling up to $21,900 donated by Hydrite to Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. Thank you to Hydrite for their support to fight hunger in our community. When we return, we'll be rejoined by Dave Kane and give you some final thoughts heading into tip-off on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The national labor union didn't even form until 1866. A state historical society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bar.
Bust in pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted Pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
EMJ.
Almost tip time here inside of Fiserv Forum for Game 1 in this best-of-seven series between the Bucks and the Indiana Pacers. Before we do move any further, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Rejoined by Dave Kane for some final thoughts on this Game 1 matchup. And, Dave, I think maybe it's too easy here in terms of what both teams are going to be looking to do. The Pacers playing at a high pace. The Bucks, how do they slow down that fast pace by the Pacers?
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge part of this thing. Pacers dead last, or I should say in terms of those points in transition. I mean, that's the big piece. Like, look, the obvious – addition to hustling back, I keep going back to this idea of smart shots on offense. I mean, it is funny that you talk about transition defense starting with offense, but it really is. And it's not only smart shots, you got to make shots. And that has been something that's been in short supply the last 11 games, where the Bucks are 26th in the league in three-point shooting percentage. So that's a big part. But, you know, and then when you're talking about smart shots for the Bucks, I'd love to see them, even without Giannis out there, that battle of the paint is going to be interesting, because nobody gives up more points than this Pacers team. In fact, they aren't too bad against the three-point shooting percentage in terms of three-pointers they surrender per game. That's because they're giving up more points than anybody in the league in the paint. So for the Bucks offense to be at its best, they've got to touch the paint regardless of whether Giannis is there or not. So that'll be worth watching here as well. And then I go back to this free throw battle. The Pacers dead last in opponent's free throw attempt rate, bottom five in free throw attempt rate themselves. Regular season, the Bucks attempted 32 free throws a game in five games against this group. So we'll see what that looks like without Giannis on the floor. But they can own this facet, and they have for a lot of the season. And